This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Kim Darling, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions. CHI offers critical behavioral health services as part of its suite of virtual primary care solutions to support a surge in post-COVID demand for professional counseling and therapy. And Kim, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're certainly welcome, and we appreciate your time and joining us here today. So tell us, Kim, what is driving the current demand for behavioral health care today?
You know, what we're seeing is a surge in post-COVID demand for professional counseling and therapy. There's residual stress and anxiety and depression after COVID.
Yeah, no surprise to hear that. And another question for you, what do you see as needed to address America's mental health crisis that we have today as well?
Yes, well, the World Health Organization, they found a direct link between mental health and a reduction in employee productivity. Right now, since 2020, there's been a 35% reduction in employee productivity. They equivocate that to an economic loss of $1 trillion. So I think the focus is to get Americans access to care and services when they need it and a formal strategy to address mental health.
Definitely some interesting times that we live in today, and really do appreciate your efforts in the space as well. What is the greatest challenge to behavioral health support? It seems like there's a lot of challenges there.
Well, I guess the greatest challenge is access. It's difficult not only with people's schedules, but there's also a great change in access to psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors. They are retiring at a rapid rate. So it's the biggest challenge is actually finding access. And, you know, that we've added child behavioral health because it's such a specialized area that's not really addressed through a traditional EAP. So I think there has to be a multidisciplinary and more individualized and proactive care solutions that are available online or at home or on demand, because people need access to care.
Well, definitely the more convenient that it is to have access to mental health support, that's certainly going to make a huge impact and a difference. And we, again, thank you for all the information shared so far today. We're speaking with Kim Darling, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how are telehealth technologies supporting access to counseling and therapy in these regards? Get into some of the information needed there.
Well, telehealth, the innovative portion of telehealth is being able to do real-time video with providers and instant messaging interaction with providers, a concierge like virtual visit experience. And there's some great data that's come out since the pandemic that supports that those virtual visits are received well, that they are actually affecting change. Some phenomenal data out there that support virtual visits meets the patient where they are.
Well, that is pretty awesome right there. And you really have to appreciate technology in these regards. That is making it as convenient as it gets right there. How is CHI responding to challenges and barriers to accessing affordable quality mental health services? Touch on that if you would.
Well, we are very aware of the cost challenges that are out there for employer groups and consultants and brokers that come to us want a variety of solutions. And we've been very lucky in being able to craft and put together six different behavioral health solutions everything from child behavioral health to unlimited counseling. I have some brokers and consultants that come to me and they have really big budget constraints. And they'll actually tell me, what do you have for 50 cents? What do you have for a dollar? And we're able to work backwards and help them put a package together that makes sense financially for the employer, but also provides access to the employee.
Again, Kim, we thank you for what you do on behalf of Competitive Health, or CHI, and for joining us here today and for the insight and attention drawn to the need for more support when it comes to mental health. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway tip, or anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I would like the consultant community and the broker community that's listening to this to understand that even if an employer has an EAP, adding, for example, child behavioral health or family behavioral health is critically important, because an EAP, which I sell a lot of, I'm a huge fan. It's a very rich, EAPs have very rich programs, but they're not specifically built for, from the ground up, for children. And I really believe a valuable add-on is to add child behavioral health to an employer's EAP program. Really extends the access to behavioral care to the dependents. And that all affects productivity and time and loss away from the job. That's a huge factor. So that would be my thought I would leave you with, is consider adding a specific child behavioral health, and there's a lot of them out there. We have two that we love through Competitive Health. Happy to share that information with anyone. But I would definitely add access to children and teens.
Well, I think that's a fantastic idea. I know the listeners do as well. There's a trickle effect that goes on when your child and also your teens are not doing well when it comes to their mental health, and this is a great need. I can certainly vouch for that as well. Thank you for that. And if listeners wanted to get in touch with you and or get more information online on Competitive Health, where's the best place to do so?
You can go to www.competitivehealth.com. That's our website. We have several, all of our products, our behavioral products, are listed on that site under products and solutions.
And of course, as always, listeners, we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast at ehealthradionetwork.com. Kim, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and look forward to our next conversation. We've been speaking with Kim Darling, the CEO and founder of Competitive Health, or CHI, a provider of virtual healthcare access technologies and benefit management solutions. And for all the details, simply visit competitivehealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.